Hello, everybody. Thank you for joining the story of the day. And as we enter the new year, having passed Simchas Torah, all the holidays of Tishrei, I'd like to share with you not quite a story, but a metaphor that will help us, hopefully, to have a very, very special year, much more than any other year before. There are so many holidays in the month of Tishrei, and even before Tishrei, there is the month of Elul, and we are all doing special amounts of learning Torah, and Teshuvah, and Tefillah, and Tzedakah. There are special days within the month of Elul, for example, the 18th of Elul, the birthday of the Alter Rebbe, and the birthday of the Baal Shem Tov. And then we come to Slichas at the end of the month, and we finally come to Erev Rosh Hashanah and Rosh Hashanah, blowing shofar, crowning Hashem as Melech. And then we go through Aseres Yemei Tshuva and Shabbos Tshuva, such a special time of returning to Hashem. And then, of course, Yom Kippur, which is unique among all days of the year, that the Kohen Gadol only would go into the Kodesh Kodashim, to the most holy place, on the most holy day. Only on Yom Kippur, when Jewish people and Hashem are one together alone. And then with all of the tefillahs of Rosh Hashanah, all the way up until the shofar blast, the very end, indicating the joy and the success of our tshuva, and then the introduction of the time of revealed simcha, which is Sukkot, building the sukkah, the dalad minim, shlovan estrog, and the joy of doing the mitzvah, of sitting in the sukkah and shaking the lulav and estrog, all the way through to Hoshana Rabbah with a special arabas mitzvah of our neviim. And then finally, the ultimate is the celebration with the Torah, dancing with the Torah, giving the opportunity to the Torah to actually dance. Torah has wooden feet, but we give the Torah the ability to actually dance. I mean, it's Tzeres, and even more so, Simchas Torah. Oh, what a month, 2 months really, full of wonderful, wonderful time, and wonderful holy time, wonderful joyous time, sometimes serious, but always with a background of joy that we are serving Hashem. And now what? Now we are past it all. Is that it? We just say goodbye and back to regular life? Of course not. After such an experience of Elul, Tishrei, the following days and weeks and months of the year cannot be just like before. But rather, this whole time period of all of the holidays, including Elul, the preparation for the holidays, is kind of like a person who's going into a market, a place of a shopping place where they are buying all sorts of important things, merchandise and things that are needed, perhaps things they're going to sell and things they're going to use. And they fill up their shopping cart and maybe even a lot of shopping carts or a suitcase or maybe a bunch of suitcases. And they pack it full of all the treasures of this time period of the holidays, treasures of loving Hashem and having reverence for Hashem and Avos Yisrael and Simcha and Teshuvah and all the wonderful things that happen during this time of year that we have just passed through. So we pack our suitcases full, not of physical things like challahs and kugel and esrog and lulav, even though those are mitzvah items, but no, we're packing our suitcases full of the spiritual items. That is the joy, the tshuva, the avos Yisrael, the love for Hashem, the awe for Hashem. That's what we're packing our suitcases full of. These are spiritual suitcases. We're packing them full of all the treasures that we were able to purchase, so to speak, to acquire during these last 2 months, Elul and Tishrei. And now we leave those months of Elul and Tishrei. We're still a few days left of Tishrei, but basically we're getting ready to leave and we go out into the rest of the year, and then we unpack our spiritual suitcases. Every morning, we say Moda Ani, for example. We don't just say it like we did the whole year, because remember that Moda Ani is really recognizing Hashem, Melech Chai V'Kayam, that Hashem is a living and eternal King. Well, during Rosh Hashanah, we spent a lot of time thinking about Hashem being our King. And therefore, our Moda Ani, the whole year, can be much different than it was before. Once we are saying Moda Ani, and then we think back about the greatness of Hashem as King, which we experienced in Rosh Hashanah, now our Moda Ani will be a different Moda Ani. The same thing when we express our love for Hashem. So the love for Hashem that we experienced during the months of El and Tishrei helps us to have that kind of love of Hashem, at least partially, the whole year. And the joy that we experienced during the dancing of the Torah and the holiday of Sukkos, and the tremendous Avos Yisrael that we are all celebrating together, that tremendous joy and that tremendous Avos Yisrael, loving our fellow Jew and celebrating together, this should be something we take out into the rest of the year, so that every time that we're joyful, every time we're having Avos Yisrael, it should be much stronger and much more special because of the experiences that we just had. And especially that this year is a Shnas Hakel, a year of gathering. That this year, if we had had a Beis HaMikdash and a Melech, like it was in the times of, say, King Shlomo Melech, or other kings, that we would have all gathered together in the Beis HaMikdash to hear the Melech read to us from the Sefer Torah that Moshe Rabbeinu wrote, and many pasukim inspiring us to have reverence for Hashem and love for Hashem and to listen to Hashem's mitzvahs and learn Hashem's Torah. And therefore, the entire year also should be affected by that, that we should make it a year of gathering Jewish people together wherever we can and whenever we can, even two people or three people or in our family or in our school or our neighborhood or our street, in order to gather people together in order to be inspired by words of Torah. And so this is the idea, that not that we are leaving the holidays behind. They were a nice memory. Yes, I remember it's such a nice holiday that we celebrated once upon a time. No, we're trying to take the holiday with us. We're trying to take our suitcases, our spiritual suitcases, which are packed full of all these spiritual treasures that we have purchased during the experiences of the month of Tishrei and Elul, and to take them into the rest of the year and to unpack them every single day, so that every single day our service of Hashem, our learning of Torah, our doing of mitzvahs, our love of a fellow Jew, our joy in being a servant of Hashem, all this is on a much higher level. All this is much stronger, much sweeter, much more powerful. May it be a year in which this is really seen and we really experience this. A year in which, right in the beginning, right now, even before we go another day, Mashiach should come. We should be able to continue serving Hashem in the Beis HaMikdash in Yerushalayim together with all the Jewish people for the Geula Shlema, the complete and ultimate Geula. Thank you for joining us for the story of the day.